It's an authoritarian, totalitarian spirit that has decided they know what's best for everyone. They know that homosexuality is just great, just fine. Forget about the Bible. Forget about your faith. Forget about what God has taught us. Forget about what nature reveals to us. And go along with them. And if you don't, you are the enemy. And they are. They want you declared a hate group. They want you declared a far right wing nut who needs to be perhaps even put in jail. And this is one of the concerns I have with a party that is affiliated with this kind of extremism. They've got to transform the culture in order to make their lifestyles fully acceptable to everyone, which is why, I used two words to describe what they're trying to do, authoritarian and totalitarian. And I believe that. I believe that they are of a mindset that says, we want to destroy in any way we need to anyone who dares oppose this agenda. It's a very, very dangerous approach. They don't just say, look, tolerate us and you may think we're wrong and that's okay. No, it's not okay for you to even think that or to believe that. Even if you do so because of sincerely held religious beliefs, you better either change your beliefs or prepare to suffer persecution. And that's just where they're coming from. And yes, they're using every tool in the culture in order to get it done. Every business that will go along with it, every TV show, and they've got plenty of support from Hollywood, they're using literature, magazines, you name it. They're continually telling us this is good, this is right, this is okay. They just got one little problem, and that is that God has condemned it, mm-hmm. and there's nothing they'll ever be able to do about that, and they'll stand before him in judgment for their rebellion.